when did you know exactly that this is your path, this is my path? I mean, you said from age three you were amazed by Music Hall, but when did you take that step and realize this is the world I own?
When I was 3 years old, sitting at the Telstar Music Hall. And I think probably even before that, because I'd already been in my room singing. I had West Side. I had the cast albums of West Side Story and The Sound of Music. And God bless my parents. Every night I was in the living room with the big Zenith record player, dropping the album and putting the thing on, and then singing at the top of my lungs while they were trying to watch TV in the den. And they never ever came in and said, "Could you please stop?" They just let me sing, "I Have Confidence in Sunshine," you know, and skip all through the living room and make all the furniture shake. And they always supported me in it. You know, they wanted me to be a teacher because they felt like that would be more secure. And I have to say, the day that I booked the Barney and Friends series, they both, I could see it on them. They both went, "Oh, thank goodness, something secure," you know. And I had a 20-year career with that, too. That was another thing that kind of kept bringing me back to Texas. I lived in New York off and on for 6 years, but I kept coming back to do Barney because that was a great thing to be a part of.
It was huge for this area.
Huge, definitely. And it was huge. I find out every day how many of, like, now young dancers, actors will say, you're Baby Bop, and you don't know I became a dancer because of Baby Bop's ballet slippers. I mean, I literally have had young women say that to me, or, "You were my childhood. My mom and dad both worked, and I would come home from school and turn on Barney, and I felt safe," and, you know, things like that. When people say that to you, you realize you really did, it wasn't just a paycheck. You really did something for our most vulnerable and our most wonderful national product, the kids, you know, those little ones. And after I had my son, I realized, too, he was in the booth with me before he was ever born. You know, he was hearing Baby Bop's voice through the through the womb. And he, you know, he watched it when he was little, and he got to be on a couple of episodes just as an extra. And it was huge. It was huge, and I was sad when it was no more, but, you know, it's, everything has its time, and we were around for a long time.
Yeah.